Hello and welcome again to When Heaven Speaks. I'm your host, Pastor Zach, and I'm so glad you're here. This is a space that we can have real conversation, fresh revelation, and spirit-led inspiration. We believe God is still speaking. And when God speaks, let everyone listen. When heaven speaks, everything begins to shift. So take a breath today, lean in, and let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you right now. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. Thank you for the voice of heaven that still speaks into everyday lives. Let every word spoken today be full of grace, truth, and power. Anoint our thoughts, open up our ears, and stir our hearts to respond to your voice. May this time bring clarity to confusion, healing to pain, and direction to the searching. We submit this podcast to you. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. This week, our theme has been anchored in uncertainty. What to do when everything else fails. See, in light of global tensions, personal transitions, and spiritual warfare, this week we want to equip you to listen, to be able to stand strong when everything around you is shaken. God wants you to stand strong. And on today's topic, we're going to deal with peace that doesn't make sense. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." It doesn't make sense. The news is dark. The future is unpredictable. The tension is global and personal. Come on, you can attest to that. And yet somehow you're calm. That's not normal. That's God's peace. That's God's peace. The kind that doesn't need an explanation because it comes from another world. Paul tells us here in Philippians 4, tells us this peace will guard your heart and mind. That word guard is Greek. It's a military word. That means peace becomes your soldier, protecting your emotions and your thoughts. Three ideas I want you to think about today. Number one, peace is a guard, not a feeling. It's not just serenity, it's security. God's peace is a divine bodyguard for your soul. Hear me today, my brother, my sister. Isaiah 26:3 says, You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on you. You don't have to protect yourself from panic. Peace will do it for you. Peace is a guard and not a feeling. Here's another point I want you to think about. Peace comes through presence, not performance. You don't have to earn peace. You just receive it. It's a gift. John 14:27. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. It doesn't make sense because it doesn't come from sense. It comes from the Spirit. Receive peace today. I speak to someone today who've been living a life of chaos and confusion, that God is giving you peace. Receive peace today. So peace is a guard, not a feeling. Peace comes through presence, not performance. And peace, finally, flows through praise. Worry and worship can't live in the same room, my brother. If you want to flip the atmosphere in your home, in your car, in your work, in your mind, praise him. Isaiah 61:3 says, "The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." When praises go up, guess what? Peace come down. Praises calmly to the righteous. Righteous here means right alignment. That's a government word. God says, as you're in right alignment, praise is going to be easy. And praise flows, peace flows through praise. God wants you to praise him. Even right now, try right now. Just tell him, "Thank you, God." Lift up your hands if you're not driving. Tell him, "I love you, Lord. I praise you." When the praises go up, peace calms down. Make this declaration after me. God's peace guards me. Come on, say it. God's peace guards me. Fear cannot live here. Confusion cannot speak here. My mind is covered. My heart is held. And I am in perfect peace. If you said that, I challenge you this week. No matter what come your way, choose peace. Peace is your portion. Father, we thank you for the supernatural peace that silenced chaos. Father, when the storm rages around us, let your calm rise within us. We will not panic, but we will praise. We will not fear, but we will be still. Guard our hearts, guard our minds, and let us live in the atmosphere of heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Peace is not the absence of problems. It is the presence of God. Let it guard you today. This is When Heaven Speaks. I'm Pastor Zach, and I pray this prayer over you today, that the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The God lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom. Until the next time, God bless.